For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
As we spoke about yesterday, hopped on the V line and headed into the city to see Akadaka.
Yep. Now, I did say, I was like, hey, mate, why don't you drive into the city? And that was very quickly met with a absolutely not. And lucky you didn't, because what did you say? You left your window open on Saturday night and it rained all night, so your car was saturated.
It certainly was saturated. And also, as you know, I've come from Darwin. I'm a small city girl.
100%.
And those big long lanes, the big spread out highways, terrifying.
Okay, well, the safety of the V line, it's super reliable. There's lots of trains going. You've been taking the most with it. You've been absolutely using it. How was your experience? Whenever you tell me you're going into the city, I'm more about how was your train ride compared to how was your city time?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you know, the V-Line, you're going to see some colourful characters on board. And I'm starting to think I might be one of the colourful characters on board.
What do you mean?
Well, something happened twice yesterday. And it's, you know, you're getting a bit of insight into how neurotic I am, or how, I don't know. So it wasn't good, Tim.
Okay.
I was getting on the V-Line, heading into the city. It was a bit of a busy train, actually.
Yeah, I imagine it would be.
And I was sitting on the window seat, and a lady sat down next to me. No dramas. I think I had my concentration face on at first. And uh-oh. Tim, if you want to describe that in a nice way.
Oh, you just look cheesed off.
Real angry.
Just real, like, your eyebrows just go down, like, probably lower than your eye line level. Yeah. just a frown. A little bit of a frown. But
yeah.
That's not how you're feeling.
No.
It's just how you're looking.
Exactly. So I thought I had the face on, so I decided I'm going to look at this chick and just give her a smile so she knows you're welcome here, yeah. No dramas.
Just train buddies. We don't have to speak, but we're all good.
Now, I want to make it clear, the smile wasn't with teeth, because I feel like that's hectic. It's too enthusiastic. It was just a little closed mouth smile.
Yeah, like the white person smile. Everything's good here.
Well, give it about 30 seconds after the smile, the chick got up and left. I came on too strong.
Were you at a stop? Were you at a station?
Nope.
No, so you just heaving down the line. Do you see where she went?
No.
Not just somewhere else.
She's just going to sit.
I'd rather stand than have to sit next to this person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, you know, that's an isolated incident.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. On the way back. Sorry. On the way back from the AC/DC concert.
Yeah.
Obviously a very busy train.
Yeah.
People were standing.
Yeah. Sitting on the ground, I've even seen some photos of.
Which was crazy to me because, once again, Tim, I had a spare seat next to me. Why were people choosing to stand for the hour and 10 minutes then sit next to me? Is it weird?
What could it have been? Do you think?
Well, you know, famously, I smell amazing. So
yeah,
that's
You do say that a lot, which makes me. You never let me get too close.
You told me the other day I smelt lovely.
So yeah, I know, because I felt like I had to.
No, it's not anything to do with that. I'm a put together person. Like, you know, I'm not scraggly. I've done my hair, my makeup. I'm in an outfit. You know, I'm put together.
The worst thing is, everything you're saying is true, but it just doesn't sound like it. You're defending yourself way too hard.
I know, because I'm confused as to why someone would think, you know what, I'm going to stand for the next hour and 10 minutes and sit next to this chick.
It depends. Like, if I'm on the V-line, if I'm coming back from, like, the footy or something, and I've been standing for a lot of it, and then a seat pops up, but I'm close to getting off, I'll probably keep standing.
Mm.
And if I saw you and I know you, like our current relationship, I'd face away. Hold on to the. It is a bit weird, I'll be honest, because like after a long night of rocking and or rolling, you'd think someone would just go, finally, a free seat.
For sure.
I'm just going to sit down. Are you sure, like it was raining a lot? Are you sure the leather jacket that you were wearing didn't have that pungent thing? Was the eyeliner like were you a drowned rat?
No. I brushed my hair. I looked good. I looked good. I smelt good.
Okay, of course. We have implied.
I just don't understand.
Smelling is implied. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Is it weird? Oh. Is it weird that no one wanted to sit next to Davo? Or if you catch the train a lot, if you're this person, if you were on this train with Davo and you saw her, why didn't you sit next to him? We need to know.
We do.
I think it's a bit weird, unfortunately. And I think it's your fault. But we'll find out why. Up next, Taylor from Kerr Lewis. Do you think this is a little bit weird?
I do think it's weird, but in saying that, I'm in exactly the same boat. I am tattooed, I have dreads, and that happens to me quite often. Even when I go out and I go out into town, people are like, why do people just leave you alone? And I'm like, a bit scary. Right.
See, I also...
I just have that face.
But I also feel like when someone says, oh, it's because they were intimidated by you, it feels like, no, you're just saying that to try and make me feel a bit better, like I've got the power here. But they have the power because they were like, actually, no.
Yeah, I like people being scared, though, because of my face. Fair. So embrace it, David. Embrace it.
Do you think it was people not just like just fearing you, Davo? Do you, like what what we're saying? Like you've got some tattoos. You've got that septum piercing. It is the most gorgeous septum piercing you will ever see in your life.
Yeah.
Maybe they were scared they would fall in love with you. Do you think that could be it, Taylor?
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Thanks. Hey,
Taylor, honestly,
I mean, a little bit more enthusiasm might have made me feel better, but that's all right. She's a scary girl.
We'll go another take on three. Do you think it's because she's too beautiful?
100%. She's just gorgeous.
There we go. Honestly, a bit eager, Taylor, but you can't win it all. Tim and Davo. I want to talk about Jelly Roll. Now, Jelly Roll, we play him a little bit here on K-Rock. Got one of his songs, Liar. You ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Jelly Roll, he's a busy boy. So he's 40. Kind of broken into the mainstream music scene in the last 2 years or so. 40, recently kind of gone to that country pop, like people are loving him. He's lost 200 pounds, which is a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's about 100 kilos.
It is a lot of weight. And he is going through, I guess he's like, I'm 40, I'm going to get my life together, whatever it is. He's doing all these things. He has had a beard pretty much for most of his adult life, he said.
Yeah, he had that real look. He's tattooed up. You know, got the long beard. He was a bigger bloke, you know.
Post Malone really had one.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I see for Jelly Roll. He really had lived a life.
Yeah.
And he posted a video. His wife isn't able to look him in the eyes because for the first time in years, he shaved off his beard.
You cannot underestimate what this does to someone when you've known someone exactly as they are. Like if you rocked up tomorrow and you didn't have a beard, I would feel rattled. Yeah. I don't think I'd be able to do the show.
My now wife, we'd only been together known each other for 4 or 5 months. And on Valentine's Day, we were going out for a nice dinner that I'd organised. And I was like, you know what? Valentine's dinner, I'll shave. And I knocked on the door. She came out and cried.
Yeah.
Just was in full shock. And I only shave my beard every now and then, but it does garner a reaction from a lot of people.
Well, because you're looking at a face you've never seen before.
Yeah.
It's not right.
And I think my mum says it best, I like you better with a beard.
Yeah.
That's honest feedback there if it's coming from your mum.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought we could hit the phones with this. 52232955. How long have you been growing it out? Now, I'm not just talking about beards.
Yeah. Ooh.
We want growers. We want showers.
It's been a slow year.
But it's like you might have intentionally been like, I'm not going to shave my legs anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shave my armpits anymore. And that's totally common, super normal.
Or you could be like Danny from our... I don't know if I should have said it. And she has a hair on her arm that she's been growing out for 3 years.
Yeah, it's
just long hair.
Yeah, I do like that. Have you got... You seem to only have hair on your eyebrows and your head, Davo.
Yeah.
I don't think you have arm hair.
I'm like a dolphin. Slick.
Untrustworthy. I agree.
A pest.
We are asking, like, how long you've been growing it for. Because, Dave, I reckon just by looking at your top lip, I'd say 3 days.
That's so rude, bro. Like, that's... Ladies, rise up.
Dan in Leopold has given us a call. Dan, how long have you been growing it out for?
Only about 6 months at this stage, but still got 6 months to go. My mate is getting married in 6 months, and all of us groomsmen have made a pact that we're going to grow our beards till the bachelor party. We're going to have this Viking-themed bachelor party, throwing axes, barbecues, plaited hair, in the beards and stuff. And then just before the wedding, we're shaving them all off.
Yeah,
look, wow. Viking is so much cooler than what I was thinking. I was thinking it was wizards. I was thinking they were groomsmen of wizards.
The beards can get pretty nasty. Like, they get those, like, waves and curves in them, and they get quite thick. Has there been moments where, Dan, you've been like, I'm going to get rid of this thing?
it's annoying the crap out of me. If I didn't have this pack with my mates, like, it was just so itchy. It's not as itchy now, but it's just so hard to, like, look good. And, yeah, mine just sort of goes, like, Bushman, scraggy kind of thing. So it's down to about, like, if I look down, I can touch my chest now.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a miso, and does she love it?
I think she's getting used to it. Like, she hasn't really complained. She knows it's for the boys, but...
These bloody boys.
Yeah, I mean, I've grown a beard before, but it's never been like this. And they're exactly right. That jelly roll fella is exactly right. When you shave it off, there are people that just don't talk to you.
Your skin,
like, at least a couple of weeks while they get used to it.
Your skin is going to be so soft when eventually you shave that off. And unfortunately, it's like you're saying, like, if you think you're having a bad hair day, you can wear a hat. When you've got a beard, that's like, you can't just chuck a hat on your chin.
So, bad mouth day. Yeah, no, you can't have it.
You can't have it. So, Dan, we're thinking of you.
Maybe I can grow it and plait it into my chest hair.
Yeah, there we go. Ooh.
The miso will love it.
Is something she wants to see.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Well, Tim, I had a big weekend this weekend. Yesterday, me along with the roughest heads in Australia all went and saw Aka Daka.
I don't often get a... Well, the kids would be calling FOMO, fear of missing out. But yeah, the last week I've definitely been like, oh man, they're so old. There's a huge chance that this is the last time that ACDC plays like they're doing around the country.
Well, they are so old. I mean, Brian Johnson's 78.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, his voice didn't sound like he's 78. He's ripping in.
Angus Young, he actually has renamed himself to Angus Not So Young.
Yeah.
It's just, he's an older male
He's
now.
70 and he's giving Doc from Back from the Future.
Yeah,
Back to the Future.
100%.
But yes, AC/DC last night, they had the Casanovas opening, then Amel and the Sniffers, and then of course they came on and they blew the house away. I could feel the music in my bones.
Do you think, because I saw some photos on your social media, I'll give a shout out to your socials while we're at it, Davo.
Davo.Lauren.
I think a concert is better in the rain.
Now
it might, like, if you would, but like we don't have big gigs in wintertime, and I know the weather hasn't been that flash, but... just adds that extra element. I think it, like, I did the Fooey's here in Geelong.
Yep.
While it rained. Epic.
Yeah, look, I mean, yeah, it was epic in some ways, but being soaked to your bones while you're watching AC/DC rip in, I don't know, I would have preferred it not to rain,
humid,
if I'm honest.
Humid when you're in the general admission standing area, just a lot of body heat radiating that up.
It certainly was, but no, it was a fantastic show. I mean, Angus Young... as you said, not so young, no. 70 years old. I will say they did play Thunderstruck because I think contractually they have to. They must.
It's a fast riff, man. Oh. The start of it. Like, I'll play the start of it. Like, it is. I can't do that now.
I'm going to give you the timing and how the crowd were with it, all right?
Okay.
Da 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 da. Da da. La da da da. Because.
Was he playing too slow?
He was. Oh. It was. It was a disaster.
But disaster, I will say, is a strong term.
I'm not mad about it because it was still great to see live. And as he did it, he also skipped off to the side after he really trashed the song, and he was quite happy with himself. But let me tell you, the culture for AC/DC is unmatched.
Okay.
Some of the people you see out and about was incredible.
Right.
I saw a man that had a bald head except for maybe a little bit at the back, and he had shaved AC/DC into it.
Oh, wow.
Gorgeous. I absolutely had the time of my life, my friend. I did
finally
notice...
with people like your kindred spirit, Davo, out in a big crowd of...
Wow. It's funny you say kindred spirit. I would say they were a little bit older in age as on average.
Makes sense.
And you could tell that because of the way they were filming the show.
Phone landscape. Sideways, yes. There is nothing wrong with filming things in landscape. It gets a great picture. You add a little bit more in. Are you having a go at landscape videos?
I'm not having a go at it. I'm just saying you can tell.
Sorry, it wasn't a 0.5. Turn the camera around. Make sure you get everything in there.
But no, honestly, this AC/DC show, 10 out of 10, right. Bucket list item. Mate, if you can get to another part of the country and see it, go.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast. K-Rock's Tim and Davo. Try and get in sync.
When two half brains can finally merge to become one, Davo. This show will reach its prime.
Oh, what a time to be alive. This game is where you and I need to find the same word.
Yep, we're going to start at a random point each, and we are going to try, without communicating, pretty much, to say the same word out loud. We have only ever done this successfully once, when we both said those magical words,
Colonel Sanders.
And the thrill that we experienced the first time we ever played this game, we have been chasing that ever since.
Oh, chasing the dragon, so, chasing that high.
100%. Now, we only have five goes at this. Can I just give you a bit of personal feedback?
Yeah.
I think you get a bit rogue during the when we're in the middle. I think after the third guess, you go, well, we're nowhere near it. I'm being silly.
Yeah.
I need you to commit. Because remember, we're chasing the dragon. We need to put a collar on that dragon and we need to tame that beast.
All right, mate. Well, let's do it today. I feel
okay,
good.
All right. Have you got your word?
Yep.
You're going to start with?
Yeah.
Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Cheese.
Ooh. I said hat. You said cheese.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, we can't say if you're coming to me, I'm coming to you. We'll just see.
Have to figure it out. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Matt.
Oh! This is, we're close.
Yeah.
We're close. I have a good feeling about
this.
Oh,
I don't know.
3, 2, 1.
Trap.
Nibble.
Whoa! Oh, well, kind of. As in.
Nibble and trap are not the same
no,
word.
No, but we are in the same world. Kind of.
I'm getting a bit. That was three. That was our third attempt. So you've said trap. And I
said
nibble. All right.
Yeah. I'm not feeling good anymore.
This is not good. This is not good.
3, 2, 1.
Whiskers. So I said whiskers. You might have said the F word.
No, it was close. I stopped it, though.
Okay.
What did you say?
I reckon you got to F you. I said, I didn't swear. I said whiskers.
I did get to F you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Whiskers.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Sheer.
Oh, sorry. I came to you. I thought we were swearing. No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Oh, good fun.
Davo.
The high has been missed yet again. I'm crying, though. So fun.
Well, maybe next week we'll start at FU and we'll work backwards.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.